and he mentioned Lisa just now. Who is Lisa? Well, daughter of LIGO, chasing gravitational waves, but up in space. It's an observatory that one day will stretch millions of kilometres up there. And the first experiment, LISA Pathfinder, has gone so well, everyone's very excited, especially Stefano Vitale from Trento University in Italy.
Technically speaking, it could be ready for a launch in 29 or 30. That depends on the cash flow, and obviously if the technical progress is not as we expect, then, as usual with space mission, you could have delays.
But yes, I mean, but you're so optimistic, aren't you? Especially with the recent results.
Yeah, I mean, we have reason to be optimistic because LISA Pathfinder somehow showed we are able to calculate these things and the Mother Nature believes us.
And NASA is now with you.
NASA will be with us. I mean, there are intense conversation and negotiation between NASA and the European Space Agency. The baseline of the European Space Agency for this mission is a maximum contribution from an international partner of 20%. So NASA will be a very important partner of LISA. We are confident that this will happen.
What are the advantages of doing it up there in space over LIGO here on the ground?
It's a completely different physics because of the low frequency. You cannot get this low frequency on ground because the gravitationally is too noisy. The gravitational noise is too big. So you have to go to space. When you go to space, you access this frequency that are very low, hours, even alpha day frequency. And that's the realm of gigantic sources, like binary black holes, where each black hole is 1 million or even 100 million solar masses. This black hole exists, for instance, in the center of galaxies, and the galaxies collide and produce huge signals. And an instrument like LISA could detect those signals from the edge of the universe, basically, from the beginning of the universe. The signals is so much higher because the signal goes more or less with the mass of the source. And also, at low frequency, you can see two small objects that are far apart. So a month after LIGO made its detection, the astrophysicists calculated that would have LISA been there, the system observed by LIGO would have been observed by LISA a year before, followed for a year, then we would have lost track for a week, and then again in LIGO. That would have been fantastic physics, right? You do multi-frequency physics, right? You're not struggling with the noise. Basically, these signals you see on the oscilloscope.
What can you do then with LISA that you can't do now?
You can see sources from the edge of the universe. And so, for instance, the people expect to see when you have two black holes, these gigantic black holes with their galaxies spinning one around the other and then merging. They spin faster and faster and faster. So any of these black holes sooner or later has gone through the frequency band of LISA. And so the people think you see the smaller galaxies merging in the very early universe and then the bigger monster merging more recently and so on. And so, for instance, to reconstruct the history of the universe formation through this merger. There is another incredible source, which is when one of these monster black holes swallow a small black hole. Then the people calculate that the small black hole falling in the big one traces, it makes a detailed map of this famous magic surface called the event horizon, where the space disappears and the time stops, right? And so it's a high signal to noise ratio, fantastic general relativity laboratory, where you can study general relativity like you study mechanics in your lab, right? And so the expectation is really very, very rich field. And that's what we predict. But remember that whenever you turn on a new instrument, you see what you haven't predicted.
Surprises.
Yeah, surprises. A surprise was the LIGO discovery, right? The LIGO discovery was a surprise. They were looking for neutron stars. Black holes of a few tens of solar masses could not exist. Sure enough, they existed and were emitting powerful gravitational waves that were detected. So that's why you build scientific instruments.
Yes, it's wonderful. I hope with all that enthusiasm, as you're saying, interferences such as Brexit and the Trump changes won't too much affect your plans?
I think these are global multi-year effort that average on politics and eventually succeed because it's so logical and so natural to do these things that humankind managed to do them and the politics comes and go.
Politics comes first and science goes on forever, says Stefano Vitali of Trento University in Italy, principal investigator of LISA Pathfinder.